a single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Embodiments of love.
Shanti ni lopalu unnadi kani bayate ledu.
Peace is within, not outside.
Outside no peace, only pieces.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam. Welcome once again to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And this series, Beacons of Prashanthi Nilayam. Every Thursday, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. in Outside Inside, Deep Inside. For the last so many weeks, we have been having this series, Beacons of Prashanthi Nilayam. The purpose of this series is to share with you the stories of those who are truly lighthouses of inspiration, people who have served Bhagwan like exemplary servitors, people whose lives we need to look at, study and emulate so that we too can become little lamps of love in disseminating His message, His love and His glory. And in the last few episodes, it has been our privilege to contemplate on the life of someone who is not just a lighthouse, but in fact who is a star-studded sky of inspiration. A star-studded sky filled with glowing, glistening and sparkling stars. That is how glorious and beautiful the life of Mother Ishwaramma is. I chose her to be my mother. That is the intimate relationship between Mother Ishwaramma and myself, Bhagwan declared on Ishwaramma Day, May 6, 2001. And there have been so many occasions when Bhagwan shared with us snippets from the life of this pious soul. Bhagwan would often talk about Mother Ishwaramma and Mother Subbamma, comparing them to Devaki and Yashoda. Bhagwan used to say, Mother Yashoda often looked upon Krishna as her son. And because of that, even though she saw so many miracles, even though she saw the 14 worlds in Krishna's mouth, but somehow the mother in her was such a overpowering feeling that she always looked at Krishna as her beloved son. And it was the same with Mother Ishwaramma. In fact, recalling one instance, on Ishwaramma Day in the year 2001, Swami said, I went to see Kundama Raju after visiting Subama's house, Bhagwan was recalling a day from his childhood. And Swami says, when Sri Kundama Raju, Bhagwan's grandfather, came to know that little Satya was coming to his house, Sri Kundama Raju called Mother Ishwaramma and told her, I am not going to live any longer. Having known that my end has approached, see, God is coming to shower His grace on me. And Mother Ishwaramma said, where is God? How do you know that He is coming? And Sri Kundama Raju said, still you are deluded by the feeling of a mother? Look here, God is coming. So saying, Sri Kundama Raju pointed at little Satya as Bhagwan entered the house. And Swami says, Mother Ishwaramma was aware of my divinity, but she used to get carried away by her motherly affection towards me. And that was always how it was in my earlier incarnations too. That was how it was with Mother Yashoda. Even though Yashoda was witness to so many spectacular fights, spectacular miracles of Krishna, but she always thought, no, this is my Krishna. All this is something which is some illusion. It is some dream. On Ladies' Day in 2002, Bhagwan said, Grihamammai, that is how Swami used to call Mother Ishwaramma, the lady of the house. Grihamammai, Swami said, used to speak to all with love. She could never withstand the suffering of others. She would come upstairs and plead with me, saying, Swami, this person is in a sorrowful state. Please call him and talk to them. Swami talked to this family. Her heart used to be filled with compassion. Swami said, that is why her fame has spread so much. In order to attain a good name, you have to utter sacred words and have a compassionate heart. And Bhagwan said, whenever Mother Ishwaramma used to come to me with such a plea, I used to pretend to be angry and chide her, and I used to say, why are you coming here with recommendations? I don't want to listen to them. But Grihamammai would persist. She would continue to plead, Swami, please take pity on them. They are in dire need of your help. Please talk to them once. This is how she continued to always speak for those who needed help, for those who were down with problems of health, income. And Swami said, I used to feel so happy, thinking how compassionate and kind-hearted the heart of this mother is. And what is true? When Mother Ishwaramma was there in physical form, is true when she left her mortal coil too. And that is what we have been listening to in the last few episodes of this series on Mother Ishwaramma in Beacons of Prashanti Nilayam. The acme of divine love that Mother Ishwaramma personified is so beautiful that it is eternal. It continues even now, because the mother even now listens to the pleas of devotees. Even now you can approach the mother and present your problems and she will take them to Swami. Even now you can call on and pray to the mother and her golden heart will respond. And that is how I shared with you the three brothers who had the opportunity to present the story of Mother Ishwaramma as a Burakatha in the Divine physical presence of Bhagwan in the year 2007 were blessed with that rare opportunity. When their prayers did not yield results, when they did not know where to go, how to attract Bhagwan's attention and how to have this opportunity of presenting this Purakatha on Madhurishwaramma in the divine physical presence, and there was no hope, time was running out, examinations were supposed to begin. There was only 4-day window if this had to happen, and 2 days had passed, and that is when Brother Arvind Sai goes to the statue of Madhurishwaramma in front of the Ishwaramma High School and prays to the Divine Mother at 12:30, and at 2 they receive the communication from Bhagwan's residence that the students can present the program. That is what I shared with you in the first episode on Madhurishwaramma in the Seas, Beacons of Prashant Nilayam, and in the subsequent episode on May 14th, 2020. I shared with you how after the chance to present the story of Madhurishwaramma in 2007, all these three brothers, Arvind Sai, Prabhakar and Raghuram, could not present any program to Swami in the year 2008. And as 2009 began, they were in their final year of their masters in economics, and they suddenly were so filled with remorse and repentance that they could not present a program to Bhagwan. One whole year had passed, even though Bhagwan had blessed them so profusely on Ugadi Day in 2007 and again on Ugadi Day in 2008, and every time remembered them as the boys who sang the story of Madhurishwaramma. Always looked for them as the ones who did the Purakatha on Madhurishwaramma. They felt that they have let down Swami. And I shared with you how during the examinations in 2009, suddenly they started preparing for a new Purakatha, and Bhagwan confirmed that this Purakatha could be presented in the dream of Brother Arvind Sai, which happened just a few days before the examination started in the month of March in 2009. And Swami had indicated in the dream that they will perform this Purakatha on Bhagwan on April 4th. And I shared with you in the previous episode how that momentous day really fructified. How, even though it looked absolutely unthinkable, it did happen. And once again, it happened so miraculously. Only because these boys wanted to ensure that they live up to His love, that they present His story in the best manner possible, only because they toiled day and night, learnt 1 hour of songs and dialogues and music between the examinations and semester examinations, and Bhagwan rewarded them so beautifully. They performed on April 4th, 2009 in Sai Kulwant Hall, taking everyone by surprise, including the warden and the teachers of the hostel. And that was, in a sense, one very beautiful turning point in the lives of these three brothers. After that, Bhagwan used to always ask these three brothers to sit in the front. After that, they had, so to speak, not only a permanent place in Bhagwan's heart, but also a reserved place in the mandir. After that, they started singing regularly in the Divine Physical Presence during bhajan sessions. And that year, 2009, when Bhagwan went to Kodaikanal, as Swami used to go to this hill station in the summer months, before Bhagwan started this trip, these three brothers got the communication from the registrar of the university that they should be prepared. Bhagwan probably will be taking them also this time to Kodaikanal. And the registrar told them, don't forget to take your costumes along, the Burakatha costumes, because Swami constantly talks about you as the Burakatha boys, as the boys who sang the story of Mother Ishwarama. And that is how Arvind Sai, Prabhakar and Raghuram had the opportunity to be on the flight with Bhagwan to Kodaikanal. Once they were in Kodaikanal, the very first day, the very first session with Swami in Sai Shruti, Bhagwan's abode in this beautiful hill station, the boys who have had the chance to be with Bhagwan in Kodaikanal know how this is the chance of a lifetime. You have the opportunity to live with Swami in his own house under the same roof and spend the whole day with Swami. As soon as you wake up, you can see Swami. You are with him before breakfast, after breakfast, before lunch, after lunch, before dinner, after dinner, late in the evening, early in the morning. Your whole day spent with Swami. You literally live with the avatar. And in the very first session, Swami would always inquire with the students about their comfort, and Swami would distribute towels and toiletries, and Swami would see to it that all the students are comfortably placed in his home. But on the very first day, April 23rd, 2009, the very first session, as Swami was spending with the students, Swami asked, where are the boys who sang the story of Mother Ishwarama? It was almost as if this was the uppermost thing in Swami's mind. It was almost as if the trip was happening because of these three boys. It was almost as if this is what propelled Swami to make the trip to Kodaikanal. And as soon as the three boys caught up, Swami said, you see, when you perform in Vrindavan, in Bangalore, there are so many people there, Russians, Germans, there could be Kannada speaking people, Tamil speaking people, Telugu speaking people. They will understand what you narrate. But in Kodaikanal, since this is in Tamil Nadu, you have only people who understand Tamil. Probably they may not understand all the songs and the dialogues of the Telugu Purakatha on Mother Ishwarama. And the brothers did not know how to respond, because Swami was saying that, is it really advisable for them to perform the Purakatha in Kodaikanal? Even though Swami was so keen about them, about the story of the mother, now Swami, it looked like, was having second thoughts. But when the boys did not say anything, Swami suddenly said, actually, here you can perform freely because your Burakatha teacher is not there. There is nobody here. Here it is a very small crowd. Just all the boys and a few devotees, and there is no one to judge you. There is no one to think about how you are presenting. Here you can present freely, express your emotions without any reservations, Swami said. Here you can connect with everyone, with all your heart. You can sing from your heart and connect with everyone on a one-to-one basis. And then Swami asked, okay, so tell me, what will you perform tomorrow? Will you do the story of Shirdi Sai? Because that is one of the Purakathas that they had done before. And the boy said, Swami, we would like to start with the story of you, Swami. As I mentioned to you in the earlier episode, how they had the chance to perform the Purakatha entitled Yugavatar Sai, which happened on April 4th, 2009, and that was fresh in their mind. So the boy said, Swami, can we first perform the story of your advent and your glory, the glory of Sri Satya Sai? And Swami said, okay, you can start with that. And Swami gave instructions to the audio-visual department to ensure that all the mics are proper, that there are no unnecessary noises, and that it should be clearly audible to everyone in the hall, no matter where they are sitting. Swami was so particular that everything is in readiness for the presentation of this Purakatha. And that day, as Bhagwan was giving these instructions, Swami was talking to the students who were fortunate to be part of that group. And Swami saw one brother and Swami asked, where do you come from? And that brother mentioned the state from where he comes, from Andhra Pradesh. So Swami said, okay, why don't you sing a Telugu song? Then Swami asked another brother, which is your place? And he said, Swami, I come from Orissa. And Swami said, why don't you sing a Odia song? And similarly, Swami was talking to so many students and Swami was asking them to sing songs in the language they are comfortable with, in their mother tongues. And now all these three brothers, Purakatha brothers, thought that Swami will ask them also. But Swami somehow did not look at these three boys. It seemed as if Swami excluded these three, but Swami asked everyone else, even though among these three, two are actually singers. They sing regularly in Mandir, but somehow Swami did not talk to them. And when all these three boys were feeling a little sad, that how is it that Swami excluded? See, when there are 300 boys and Swami does not talk to you, then you probably can feel that Swami did not see us, or there are so many boys, so obviously we cannot expect Swami to talk to us. But when there are just 13 or 30 boys and Swami is talking to everyone, but Swami excludes you, then it hurts you. Then you feel, what is it that is not proper in us, that Swami is avoiding us, Swami is not talking to us? But even as the boys were thinking like this, they were thinking that, you know, we did one presentation and now Swami perhaps has forgotten. And there are all these thoughts were going on in their minds. And suddenly Swami looked at these three boys. Swami called them near and Swami said, you know what? These three boys, they have been performing Purakatha for 5 years. In fact, that is what it was. They started Purakathas from the year 2004, and every year they used to have this opportunity to perform once. 2004, they had the chance to perform one Purakatha. Similarly, in 2005, 2006, Swami said, these boys have been practicing and performing for the last 5 years. And these three brothers were really taken aback because they were thinking Swami forgot us, that Swami really did not remember us. We did that one Purakatha and Swami blessed us, but now we are gone out of his mind. But now Swami is telling, what are you talking? I know what you three have been going through for the last 5 years. I know what love you have for me and how you have been pining to perform in front of me, how you have been preparing to sing in front of me for the last 5 years. And Swami said, see these three boys, they tune, they script, they prepare so much and they have performed so many wonderful Burakathas. And then these three boys said, Swami, you have done everything, Swami. It is only because of you that we were able to perform these presentations in your physical presence. Swami said, true, correct. Everything I have done. But you know why you were able to do this? Because you have that faith. You have that faith in yourself. Because you have that faith, Swami said, you are with me today in Kodaikanal. So that was one very, very powerful moment for these brothers. Even as the Kodaikanal trip was beginning, Swami was imparting this lesson. If you have done anything for me with absolute faith, God never forgets that. And you will achieve fantastic things. You will achieve things that will leave you stunned. God will take over and make beautiful things happen through you, provided you have that faith. And Swami said, because you have that faith, you are with me in Kodaikanal today. And so, on April 25th, they had the chance to present the Burakatha on Bhagwan, entitled Yuga of the Sai, the same one that they had performed in Sai Kurvanth Hall on April 4, 2009. And Bhagwan was so particular about this presentation. In fact, during the afternoon when all the boys were having their snacks, these three Burakatha boys were getting dressed up for their presentation. They were donning their costumes. And Swami did not go and spend time with the boys who were having the snacks. Generally, Swami would go there and Swami would go boys to have some more. Swami would see how each boy is eating. Swami would always supervise the dining sessions. But on this day, Swami spent the time with the Burakatha boys. He was selecting what each brother should wear. Swami was telling, Prabhakar, you should wear this earring. This turban will look good with your dress. Swami was picking every item of the ornaments, the anklets, the turbans, the earrings. They had so many little jewelry, necklaces. And Swami was deciding how each boy should be dressed. He was supervising and preparing his three boys for the story of Shirdi Sai, because that is what happened on April 26th. April 25th was Yugavatar Sai, and the same thing happened on April 26th. Swami asked the boys after the first presentation on April 25th that, why don't you now do the story on Shirdi Sai? And on that day also, Swami supervised their costumes, and Swami was so happy with the second day of Burakatha. First day was on Satya Sai, second day was on Shirdi Sai. And after that day's presentation, when Bhagwan was praising the boys, all three of them said, once again, they submitted at Swami's lotus feet that, Swami, everything is done by you, Swami. It's only because of you. Why are you giving this credit to us? And Swami said, I know, everything is done by me. But Swami's grace is flowing because of that sincere effort you put. Swami said, it is only because of the steadfast effort that you put that now Swami's grace and love is flowing through you. And that is how Bhagwan is making lovely things happen through you. And Swami was so concerned. Swami made them drink hot water and all the boys there really broke down. And they were like, Swami, you're giving us so much. And Swami is saying, when it is being given, take it. Take it with all your heart, because when this is not there, when these moments are not there, whatever I have given you now, you have to live with the memories of these moments. So accept gladly, treasure these moments that I am giving you now. Don't be reluctant. Accept it and enjoy these moments, because there will come a time when you will long for these moments, and at that time you will have to live with these memories. And it is such a powerful lesson again from Bhagwan, how we should make most of whatever we get from the divine, and how we should cherish, relish and treasure and use them as eternal sources of inspiration. Whenever we have to think about Bhagwan, all we have to do is go back, fall back on those moments. In everyone's life there are these moments. Whether you have had physical proximity with Swami or not, everyone has that one moment when they have felt so powerfully the love, so powerfully the presence, so strongly His grace. And Swami says, live on those memories. This was the message after the second day of presentation of Purakatha on April 26th. And then came the D-Day, April 27th, the divine day Swami had preserved for the story of Mother Ishwaramma. That afternoon, as soon as Swami emerged from his room, Swami was so excited, and Swami said, today you're going to listen to the story of Mother Ishwaramma. And Swami said, like this story has never been written. This is unparalleled. This is such a moving account. This is a story that has never ever been narrated or sung in the way it is happening now. It is unmatched, unparalleled. That is how Bhagwan was lost in his praises of the story that the devotees and the students were going to hear on April 27th, 2009. And that day, as these three brothers, Arvind Sai, Prabhakar and Raghuram, started presenting the story of the mother, the session went on, and everyone in the hall were very deeply touched. In fact, as Bhagwan had told before, here you can just open your heart and sing freely. Share your love with absolutely open heart. And that is how they were presenting that Purakatha. And in fact, there are videos of all three of them presenting this, and you can see how emotional everyone in the audience is, even though many of them perhaps were not from Andhra Pradesh or had understanding of the Telugu language, but it seemed like the story was sinking into the heart of everyone in the audience. Everyone, no matter whether they were Indian, South Indian, North Indian, West Indian or from abroad. It was a very emotional moment, and in fact as the songs were going on, there was one point where Brother Arvind Sai broke down. He could not control his tears. That was a point in the story when all three of them are praying to Mother Isharama and saying, "Oh Mother, you should come back. Decades have passed. You should come back now and see how glorious Puttaparthi is. You left in 1972, but see now in 2009, so beautiful Prashanti has become. Little things that you asked to Swami. See how gigantic manifestations they have become." And as he was saying, Arvind Sai broke down. And that was one of the most poignant moments in this presentation in Kodaikanal. Maybe I should take you to that moment.
Amma Mahasadhivamma Ishwaramma Amma Mahasadhivamma Ishwaramma Sri Jati Shiromani Vamma Shri Sai Ki Janani Vinivamma Amma Mahasadhivamma Parula Kosane Patu Paditivamma Parula Kosane Patu Paditivamma Paropakarame Iha Paramani Telipitivamma Paropakarame Iha Paramani Telipitivamma Yagashilivamma
నిన్ను మేము ఎప్పటికీ మర్చిపోలేమమ్మా. ఎందుకంటే
అవునురా, ఈశ్వరమ్మ గారు పరమపదించి ఇప్పటికీ 37 సంవత్సరాలైనా ఆమె మన కళ్ళ ముందు లేకపోయినా స్వామిని ఈరోజు ఇప్పటి వరకు వచ్చి స్వామి దగ్గర అమ్మ తగ్గడని గడిపి తిరిగి వెళ్తున్నారు. ఆమె స్మృతికి చిహ్నంగా స్వామి మే 6వ తేదీన ఈశ్వరమ్మ డేగా డిక్లేర్ చేశారు.
సాయిరా
మాతృదేవో భవ పితృదేవో భవ కని పింతవు తల్లి మాకు కని పెంచిన తల్లి విదేవునకు. మాతృదేవో భవ పితృదేవో భవ నాటికి నేటికి స్వామికి కనిపించే తల్లి నాటికి నేటికి స్వామికి కనిపించే తల్లి ఏ నాటికి మాటికి విడనాడని బంధమది ఏ నాటికి ముమ్మాటికి విడనాడని బంధమది తల్లి తనయుల వినాభావ సంబంధమని తనయుల వినాభ
ఈశ్వరమ్మ, విద్యాలయాల నువ్వు, వైద్యాలయాల నువ్వు, సాయి గంగల నువ్వు, నవ్వులో నువ్వు, పువ్వులో నువ్వు, ఆకాశ నువ్వు, అఖిల నువ్వు, మా గుండె నిండా నువ్వమ్మ.
అవునమ్మ.
అమ్మా ఈశ్వరమ్మ, ఒక్కసారి మనల్ని నువ్వు పుట్టవమ్మ. నువ్వు కరుడు కన్నా పుట్టే ప్రతి ఎంతగా మారిపోయిందో చూతుగా నివ్వమ్మ. ఒక్కసారి మరల నువ్వు పుట్టవమ్మ ఈశ్వరమ్మ.
ఒక్కసారి మరల నువ్వు పుట్టవమ్మ ఈశ్వరమ్మ. ఒక్కసారి మరల నువ్వు పుట్టవమ్మ. కడలు కన్న పత్తి ఎంత మారిపోయిందో చూడవమ్మ. ఒక్కసారి ఒక్కసారి మరల నువ్వు పుట్టవమ్మ. ఎప్పుడో స్వామి నీకు మాటిచ్చను గుర్తుందా, స్వామి నీకు మాటిచ్చను గుర్తుందా, పుట్టపత్తి మరో తిరుపతి అవుతుందని కదా, పుట్టపత్తి మరో తిరుపతి అవుతుందని కదా. ఘనపరపతి పెరిగెను మరి తిరుపతి కన్నా, ఘనపరపతి పెరిగెను మరి తిరుపతి కన్నా, వారణాసిని మించెను షిరిడిని మరి పెంచెను. వినవం ఒక్కసారి ఒక్కసారి మరల నువ్వు పుట్టవమ్మ. ఊరూరున పల్లె పల్లె తాగునీరు సాగునీరు, ఊరూరున పల్లె పల్లె తాగునీరు సాగునీరు, పొంగి పొరలే సాయి గంగ తరంగాలు, సాయి గంగ తరంగాలు, విద్యా వైద్యాలయాలు, క్రీడలకే కొంగొత్త స్టేడియములు, విద్యా వైద్యాలయాలు, క్రీడలకే కొంగొత్త స్టేడియములు. తరలి వచ్చే వైకుంఠము తనివి తీర చూడమని ఒక్కసారి ఒక్కసారి మరలను. అష్టదశలు దాటెను నీసుడు, దశ దిశలకు ఎదిగిన ధనుడు, యదుర్మందిరం నివాసుడు, యజ్ఞయాగ సంపోషకుడు, పత్తిపురి పరమేశుడు, సత్యసాయిసుడు నీసుతుడు.
గుండెలు బరవెక్కిపోయే స్వామి, మీ చెల్లెని ఆశీస్సులతో మమ్మల్ని అందరిని ఉపశమనింపచేయండి స్వామి. శత కోటి నమస్సుమాంజనులకు సెలవు తీసుకుంటున్నాము స్వామి.
ఈశ్వరాంబయై విద్మహే మాతృదేవ్యై చ ధీమహి తన్నో ఈశ్వరి ప్రచోదయా.
So that is how the emotional Murukatha on Mother Ishwaramma concluded in Kodaikanal, April 27, 2009. And after the performance, Swami called all the three of them inside and Swami was so happy. And Swami told them, I will teach you new songs. Do you know the song on Shiva? And there is a beautiful padyam on Lord Shiva. Mauli Gulkiru Chandra Makhanda Kalatoda. Swami started asking if you know that, and Prabhakar knew a few lines. Swami sang that whole padyam of 14 lines, and after that Bhagwan took so much interest and started teaching them so many songs. He brought notebooks. Later on Swami told them and taught them songs on Rama. In fact, they did a complete Burakatha on Ramayana based on the songs and script that Swami himself wrote. One very interesting thing that happened in Kodaikanal after their presentation is every morning all the boys would go around the Kodai lake for a walk. Swami would ask the students to go for this morning walk. And one day, when they were going around the lake, they met some foreigners. And these foreigners, they recognized three of them. And they started talking about their Burakatha presentation. And these foreigners, probably they were Russians or Germans, and even though they don't understand a word of Telugu, all these foreigners, they started telling the story of Mother Isharamma as was sung and narrated by these three boys. They were asking, is this what you were trying to communicate? Is this not what you were trying to say? Is this not the story of Mother? And that left all the three boys absolutely stunned. Their hairs were standing on end, because how could they understand when they know not a word of Telugu? It was almost as if, even though they were singing in Telugu, the Russians were listening in Russian and the Germans were listening in German. And that was one very revealing moment, because if you remember the dream that Arvind Sai had got before they had the presentation on April 4th, Swami had told, keep practicing, but keep three things in mind. When you sing, you should sing in such a manner that everyone connects to the presentation. The person who is sitting in the first row, or the person who is sitting in the 10th row or the 100th row, everyone should connect to what you are singing. And you should do it in such a manner that it reaches every person's heart. You should communicate heart to heart. And Swami had also mentioned, don't forget that the most important part of your presentation, the most important facet of your presentation is not the music, the drama, the costumes, the dance. It is the devotees. If the devotees are happy, if there is joy in their eyes, that will reflect in Swami's eyes. And if Swami's eyes reflect with the joy of devotees, you will be filled with blessings. And that is what had indeed happened during that Kodaikanal presentation, because you had people who were not from India, people who had no knowledge of Indian language, so seamlessly assimilating whatever was narrated. In fact, Swami was so happy with the presentation that the next day, April 28th, Swami said, let's go back. It's almost as if the purpose of the Kodaikanal visit was over. Swami said, I wanted to hear the Burakatha in Kodaikanal. That is over. Let's go back. And the devotees started saying, Swami, please stay on here, because May 6th is coming. Let's celebrate Isharamma Day here. We can have the Burakatha on Isharamma in Kodaikanal on the Isharamma Day. And Swami said, no. We have to perform this on the big stage in Puttaparthi. And that is how Swami, on April 30th, felicitated all these three brothers. There were speeches by Mr. Popat and the All India President, and then Swami gave tokens of love, shawls. And in fact, after their presentation on April 27th, Swami kept saying that, I need to do something for all three of you. I have to do something. Like, Swami was like, you have made me so happy. I have to do something for you. Here is the Lord constantly thinking, what can I do? What should I do for these? And on April 30th, Bhagwan so beautifully felicitated all three of them profusely. And Swami told everyone there, I own these three boys. Swami said, I own these three boys. And all these three boys said, Swami, we don't deserve, Swami, so much love you're showering. We don't really are blessed to understand what you are giving. Our containers are so small, but you are pouring. Swami said, when God gives, take happily. Otherwise, later you will regret. You will regret for it all your life. When you are getting it, take happily. And Swami said to all the boys, all the others, that I take ownership of these three boys, Swami said. Swami called them inside and said, let's take a photograph. Until then, all the three boys, they were crying. You know, they were so much overwhelmed with Swami's love that they were teary-eyed. Swami said, now we'll take a photograph, you smile. See, whenever there's a photograph, I smile. You should really present yourself nicely when the snap is being taken. And so they posed for a beautiful photograph, and Swami personally gave printed copies of these photographs to each one of them on May 1st. And on that evening, Swami also opened a statue of Mother Isharamma in Sai Shruti, in his residence in Kodaikanal. And the trip concluded on May 4th. All the boys reached Prashant Nilayam on May 5th. And on May 6th, Swami had all the three brothers perform the Isharamma Burakatha once again in Cyclone Thal, as Swami had said, you should do it on the big stage. And that happened on May 6th, 2009. It was 1 hour of bliss for all the people of Prashanthi Nilayam. They could relive how beautiful it was for the students. And Swami was in the same mood. Swami was so happy that after their Burakatha performance, Swami said, now you spoke about Isharamma, you sang the glory of Isharamma. Why don't you sing now the story of Subhamma? And the brothers were not really ready. They said, Swami, we have a story. We have a song on Karnam Subhamma, which is part of the Isharamma Burakatha. Swami said, okay, sing that. And so they sang that little song on Karnam Subhamma, Swami's foster mother.
కరణం సుబ్బమ్మా అమ్మా నువ్వు పెట్టని ఆభరణం అమ్మా
కరణం సుబ్బమ్మా అమ్మా నువ్వు పెట్టని ఆభరణం అమ్మా
ధరణిలోన నీకు కరణం సుబ్బమ్మ నగరు
ధరణిలోన నీకు కరణం
సుబ్బమ్మ నగరు భరణంగా ఇచ్చినారు స్వామి ధన్యురాలివమ్మ కరణం సుబ్బమ్మ అమ్మా నువ్వు పెట్టని ఆభరణం అమ్మా నీవు తినక స్వామి కోసం ఎదురు చూసిన
నీవు తినక స్వామి కోసం ఎదురు చూసిన
యశోదవే యశోదవే నీవమ్మ అపర శబరి వైతివమ్మ
యశోదవే నీవమ్మ అపర శబరి వైతివమ్మ
ఆకలన్న వారికి అన్నము పెట్టి
ఆకలన్న వారికి అన్నము పెట్టి
అన్నపూర్ణ వైతివమ్మ అన్నపూర్ణ వైతివమ్మ కరణం సుబ్బమ్మ అమ్మా నువ్వు పెట్టని ఆభరణం అమ్మా నువ్వు పెట్టని ఆభరణం అమ్మా
So that was song on Karnam Subhamma, which the three brothers sang when Bhagwan specially requested for it. And that is how the blessings from singing the glory of Mother Isharamma continued for these three brothers. That year, they had the opportunity to do the story of Mother Isharamma four times. They had the opportunity to do it once again on June 13th and on November 17th, in fact, before the birthday celebrations began, Swami wanted the birthday celebrations in 2009 to start with the Burakatha on Mother Isharamma. In fact, in that year, 2009, all the three of them presented Burakathas in front of Swami 10 times. Swami kept asking them to perform again and again. In fact, The most beautiful moment the next year in 2010 was when Bhagwan was at the samadhi of the mother, and Swami called all three of them and asked them to sing those songs on Mother Ishwaramma in the presence of Mother Ishwaramma and Pedda Venkaparaju in the samadhi. And that was a very, very poignant moment. In fact, for all three of them, Mother Ishwaramma is what gave them this opportunity, their effort, and it was Mother's blessing which filled them with this avalanche of grace from Bhagwan. And it is for this reason that they say with conviction that Mother Ishwaramma lives on. And that has been the experience of not just them, but even the brothers who used to serve Swami and live with Swami. Let me play for you the clip that Brother Sainath, somebody who had the opportunity to serve Swami at close quarters for close to a decade, shared about what he saw about the relationship between Swami and Mother Ishwaramma.
I remember two particular instances which Swami spoke about Mother Ishwaramma, which at least I have not heard him talk much about it in public. If you remember, it was in the summer course of 2000 that Swami spoke about the boys inside and the incident where Mother Ishwaramma came to see Swami. He was talking about it during the summer course. Where a few days after that, I remember there was a discussion going on and Swami was talking to a few elders. I was there and few others were there. You know, they were telling about, you know, how Mother Ishwaramma came to see Swami and how thrilling an experience it was that Swami was narrating. And most importantly, they were talking about, you know, what all Mother Ishwaramma was saying. There were two main things which Mother Ishwaramma was speaking to Swami about. The first thing was she was very concerned that Swami was picking up handkerchiefs from whoever offered it, putting it to his lips and then giving the handkerchief back. We know that Swami used to do that earlier. And Mother Ishwaramma was very concerned that Swami might damage his health because he was putting every handkerchief to his mouth by way of blessing and then giving it back to the devotees. She pleaded with Swami, rather prayed with Swami, and told him that this was very dangerous in the sense that it could damage Swami's health, especially if there were some people who were not meaning well towards Swami were trying out this route. So Swami understood the motherly concern and he told her that he would avoid taking handkerchiefs from anybody in the devotee side or apart from those who were closely attending to him. And I believe Swami kept up that part of the promise he made to Mother Ishwaramma on that day, because I for once never saw him take the handkerchiefs much from anybody else other than those who were immediately attending to him. And during this part of the thing, when the elders were saying about how an extraordinary miracle it was that Mother Ishwaramma had come back to see Swami, Swami heard them for some time and then he thoughtfully said, see, everybody is talking about Mother Ishwaramma coming and talking to Swami and how blessed the boys were, you know, to see Swami. But nobody seems to notice the power of the motherly love. See, mother's love is so strong that even after the death, the Atma still thinks about the child. You know, she's so concerned for Swami that even after she left her mortal coils, she was still attached to this physical form of Swami. And she was so worried that Swami's health could be damaged by some of the things, you know, that she chose to come back and plead and pray to Swami to guard it. So that's the power of a mother's love. You know, it is eternal and it always guards the children. So they must understand, you know, what is the extraordinary power of love that Mother Ishwaramma must have had for Satyasai, that, you know, she came back even after she shed her mortal coils. That, Swami said, was a bigger point to note than the miracles which he narrated. So this is one of the greatest acknowledgement of a mother's love that the avatar could ever give. I never really heard him speak with such passion about it as he spoke about this particular love which Mother Ishwaramma had. A second time, when Swami's body was physically suffering, Swami was not having his food properly, and we were standing around the table and pleading that, Swami, please have your food, you know, your body is getting weak and all that. And Swami would just say, I will see, well, I'm not very hungry or something like that. Then he thought for some time, and then he mentioned, Do you know that when Mother Ishwaramma was there, you know, when I was not eating because of ill health or something like that, she would sit next to me. She would sit next to me, pray to me, plead with me, cajole me, and sometimes even reprimand me. And sometimes she would even take the food in her hand to put it in my mouth to make sure that Swami ate. You know, to her, I was always a little boy, Satya. Even though the world acknowledged as avatar, you know, you all never have that courage or you can never take that liberty with me. Only the Mother Ishwaramma could have taken that liberty with me. You know, that is the great status which Swami gave the mother who gave birth to the avatar. I will never forget the emotion and the forlorn touch with which Swami mentioned, only Mother Ishwaramma would have taken that kind of a liberty with me. None of you would have been able to take that liberty with this avatar. So these are the two instances I remember which Swami mentioned about Mother Ishwaramma, which I think Swami never really mentioned about them in public.
So that was Dr. Sainath, someone who served Bhagwan at close quarters and was witness to how the mother lives on and how the concern of the mother for Bhagwan continues. And I shared with you how the mother even now is there for those who are forlorn, those who need help. And that is the story of all three brothers who had the chance to perform the story of her glory in the divine presence. Dear listeners, Bhagwan has on so many occasions mentioned about how the power of mother's love is eternal. Swami mentioned about how she comes back. There are so many more tales. Probably we will share this in future episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I hope you found these three episodes on Mother Ishwaramma something to really contemplate upon and to derive inspiration from. I'm Team Radio Sai Bishu. As always, if you have any queries, please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send your comments to our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Thank you so much. Sairam.